How can one break the cycle of compulsive, uncontrolled evolution? Only by going to its root cause, the deluded mind that binds and controls us. Buddha said, "Mind is the forerunner of all events." A sage with a mind of wisdom, compassion, and power dwells in joy and creates only causes of joy. Conversely, the more deluded one is, the more miserable is one's present condition, and the fewer are the causes of joy. Spiritually developed persons benefit both themselves and others as a spontaneous expression of their exalted state of being. Undeveloped persons just bring suffering and confusion to themselves and others. The presence of a delusion within the mind in itself creates tension and seeds of future problems. Spiritual happiness is not like that gained through materialistic, political, or social success, which can be robbed from us by a change in circumstances at any moment, and which, anyway, will definitely be left behind at death. To purify the mind means to counteract and uproot all sources of emotional disturbance and delusion. When the delusions are totally removed, one no longer has the mental conditions that cause one to create further negative karma. And when the seeds of negative karma are purified, one no longer carries within oneself the causes of frustration and misery. This is why persons who seek happiness and wish to overcome suffering are wise to exert themselves in spiritual methods. Nagarjuna writes in his letter to a friend, "We wish happiness, but we chase sorrow. We wish to avoid sorrow, but we run directly to it." The meaning here is that we waste our time in superficial and negative ways, instead of cultivating spiritually wholesome disciplines. All beings seek happiness, but most of them, lacking knowledge of how to gain it, find themselves continually immersed in frustration and pain. What we need is an effective approach.